Welcome to Rafa Said It Here, a show about everything and anything that happens in our lives that impacts our mind, body, and spirit. I am so glad that you're joining us today. Welcome to the show. Hey everybody, welcome to Rafa Said It Here. My name is Rafaela Silva, and I'm happy that you're here. If this is your first time tuning in and you're listening through Spotify, make sure you hit that follow button and also the little bell next to it so that you can get notifications of my latest episodes. If you're listening through Apple or any other platforms, make sure that you hit their follow button and also the notification system. So let's get started. So today I want to talk about why we're here and thus the laws of attraction, manifestation, and all the tools that are here present in this lifetime work for everyone. I came to this thought because I was, as all of us are probably saturated with motivational messages, with positivity, manifestation, laws of attraction. There's this flood of information on how to manifest the life you want, how to have the car that you want, the house that you want, the marriage that you want, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as I thought about it, and I will use myself as an example, as I thought about it, I said, gosh, I see people that use these laws, these affirmation or these manifestation tools. And it seems as though it works for some, but it might not work for others. And then I think about just life in general, how some people have certain things and others don't have certain things. So others are able to achieve up to a certain point and others are not. How people's stories sometimes differ. They might grow up in the same neighborhood, have the same type of upbringing, but the directions will go different ways. So I began to think about that, contemplate on that. And I said, and the question I had was, does these laws of positivity, of manifestation, of whatever that is, does it work for everybody? What are people missing? The ones that I've been able to achieve, what are they missing that they haven't? And the conclusion that I came was one of which I talked about a few years ago on one of my IG Live is, why are we here? I think that if one has a clear idea why they're here and they do use the tools. And whenever they figure that out, right, this is what I'm here. This is what I'm here to do. I believe that those tools become effective because now you're in alignment with what it is that you're here to do. So let me give you an example. And then I'll talk about the four things that I believe, according to my own data, that I believe we're here to do and accomplish. So going back to an example, I've always loved sharing, being resourceful, and teaching others things that I've learned. I didn't understand at that moment that I was called to be a teacher. Just didn't know. I just knew that I enjoy sharing with people what I've learned, and also teaching people how to do things, how to create things. Now, as I became an adult, I went to school for accounting, and then I decided to change my major at some point, human resources. And then I went into, what else did I do? I was a budget analyst for many years. I worked as different types of administration, manager, just so many things that I went into. And then one day I became a teacher. I became an English teacher. I built this whole entire program for adults, a literacy program in the DC area. And that program was spectacular. Like whatever I needed, whatever I wanted, it just showed up. Yet I didn't understand that my role, what I was there to do, was to be a teacher. I just didn't, never saw that. That would have been my calling. I went on to teach dance, and then I taught photography at one point as well. And every time that I touched these spaces of teaching, things worked. Things showed up. Things just began to manifest, sometimes without even trying. Yet, in my mind, I didn't think that was my calling. I thought that was just something I did on the side. That's just something I did just to help out. And all the other things that I did do in my life, I was either depressed in that space, or I wound up either quitting or getting fired. So I'm starting a new journey in my life, and I begin to think about, things that I want to do, things that I want to, what is the next step? The only thing that keeps coming back to me is teaching, teaching, teaching. And I think for the first time in my life, I finally embraced that's what it is I'm here to do. Now, and what platform that's going to look like, it could be several. But what I know for sure is that I'm here to teach, right? So with that in mind, with that understanding in mind, when you begin to use the laws of attraction, the laws of manifestation, and begin to use frequencies to get you to the place that you need to be, or getting to the things that you want to be, things begin to show up, either through an idea, right, through a resource, or through an open door, whatever that is. It begins to lead you in the direction that you're supposed to go. Now, in addition to that, I would like to bring up, in addition to that, there are these other things that I believe that we're here to do in this life as well. And one of them is, like I said, discovering what our purpose is, and being aligned with that, so that we can be a contribution to the world. Like we are contribution through our gifts, through our callings, right? And then the second thing is to clean up. When I say clean up, is to do differently what you didn't do properly in another life, right? And that could be, some people call it karma. Some people call it the laws of cause and effect. Whatever it is that you believe, know that, where as we go through lives, or many lives, we have an opportunity to clean up what it is that we were not, what we didn't do properly, what didn't work. The third thing I believe we're here to build. We're here to build things to our own calling as well. So like, for example, Steve Jobs came to build the iPhone. Like, his idea was to build a tool that would make people's life a little bit easier, and also connect people all over the world, right? So he came to build that, and that also became a contribution. And the last thing I think we're here to do as well is to heal parts of ourselves, trauma, whatever is holding us back from ascending into this other level of consciousness. So those are the four things that I believe that we're here to do. And this is according to the data that I've gathered over the years through my own clients and things like that. So I believe that, again, going back to what I began to talk about in the beginning, the laws of attraction, manifestation, positive thinking, affirmation, when you begin to align that with your purpose, with your calling, with why you're here to do, I do believe in that space, in that aspect, those things do become a reality. So let me know your thoughts. Let me know what you think about what I just said. You can send me a DM on Instagram at I am Rafaela. That's letter I, letter M, Rafaela, or a New Life School. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Hey, you guys, don't forget to check out RafaelaSilva.com.
where you're going to find healing tools, coaching sessions, and of course, resources to uncover your purpose and help you see what's possible. See you on the inside.